A short time later, they arrived at the Witherells' Alamo Ranch, which occupied a stretch of land along the Mancos River in Colorado. The Witherell family was originally from Missouri. They had moved west in the late 1800s. Richard's brother-in-law, Charlie Mason, was repairing the corral gate when he saw Richard riding toward him. "What happened?" Charlie asked. "Who's the kid?" "It's a Ute boy," Richard answered. "A bear got him. Give me a hand, Charlie. He's hurt badly." The two men carried Ouray into the house and laid him down on the bed in the spare room. "I don't understand why you brought him here," Charlie said. "You should have let his own family take care of him." The other Witherell brothers, Wynn, Al, John, and Clayton, were unhappy about having a Ute boy staying at the Alamo Ranch, too. "You're out of your mind, Richard," John told his brother at dinner that night. "The boy's family will never understand. They'll think we kidnapped him or something. We've got to take him back." But Richard refused to change his mind. He said that the boy needed their help. Besides, he'd seen how other settlers in the valley treated the Utes, and he didn't want any part of that. As far as Richard was concerned, this was the Utes' home. He and his family had better learn to live with them or go back east. Later that night, Ouray looked at the stars through the window near his bed. This was the first time he'd ever been inside a settler's house. The man who saved him from the bear had been kind as he cleaned Ouray's wounds and then put poultices over them. Ouray withstood the pain as best as he could. A picture flashed into his mind. He saw his fishing line dipping up and down in the deep waters of Blue Mirror Pool. Then he imagined a big fat trout snapping up the line. Ouray dreamed that he presented the fish to the man who had saved him.